Greetings in Jesus' name on the seventh day of May, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 35 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with a little bit of frost outside, and we're thrilled to be able to come to the radio mic to conclude a week of broadcasting. What a joy it is to come to the radio mic each and every day during the week and update you on what our great God continues to accomplish in and through the ministries of this mission, Calvary Baptist Church, and the mission to reach New England with the gospel of Christ. Since the winter of 1996, we've been desiring to reach the next towns with the glorious gospel. Continue to pray for us that we will be on mission and we will be reaching others with the gospel. Yesterday's prayer rally was unbelievable. We had all kind of people praying and seeking the face of God from the 9 o'clock to the 10 o'clock hour, and we were thrilled to be a part of all of that. How joyous it was to humble ourselves and get alone with God and to hear the children pray and to hear the teenagers pray and to hear the staff members pray. It was a wonderful time. I'm preparing now to head down to the chapel service at the 8 a.m. hour, and we're asking God to move in power and great glory. Also today, I'll be preparing for our men on a mission. Tomorrow, we'll be preparing the winter's wood for one of the widows in our church, and we are believing God to help us in that mission. Also today, there will be the Lunch of Love, which is a ministry of our local church, as we will prepare almost 30 meals to go out to shut-ins, to those that are desolate, to the widows, and we will be taking care of them and practicing in our local assembly pure religion. If you have your Bible today, I would like for you to look with me in the book of John, chapter number 13. In John chapter number 13, you find one of the biblical definitions of happiness. And I want to look at that for our broadcast time together today. The Bible says in John 13 and verse number 17, if ye know these things, if you know what things, if you know that Jesus Christ washed the feet of the disciples, if you know that Jesus Christ humbled himself and took a cloth in his hand and bowed his knee, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, no greater one ever has there been than Jesus Christ himself. He is God, and he humbled himself. He bent his knees, he girded a towel about him, and washed the disciples' feet. He showed us the example that we are to live in servitude. We are not to be some cocky, proud preacher or deacon or laity that walks around church with our hair fluffed up, thinking that we are God's gift to creation, and never once bend a knee and serve someone else. We should never be that. Even a look of pride is an abomination to God. He hates a proud look. You said, preacher, are you okay this morning? Oh, I'm more than okay. This pride is killing fundamentalism and Christianity around our nation. You go to churches and you say, are we at a beauty show, or are we at the house of God? We must deal with these things and humble ourselves before the Almighty and practice servitude. This is where true happiness comes from. If you know these things, he says in verse number 17, if you know what things, if you know that Christ humbled himself and girded himself with a towel and bent down and washed the disciples' feet, and Peter says, not washing my feet, you'll never wash my feet. And the Lord says to him, well, then you're going to have no part in what I'm doing. I've give you an example that you should do as I have done to you. So he says in verse 17 again for the third time, if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. The Bible truth and pathway to happiness is found right here. Happiness is found in knowing and doing. Knowing the truths of the Bible and doing them. Practicing them. Being an obedient Christian. May the Lord help us to all be happy believers. by knowing the truths of the Bible and doing them. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell, Tango Bravo, Echo Lima Lima, T. Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.